And welcome back to Old Dude Music Review. It's your host, Tony. It is the 24th of March, year of our Lord, 2024. It's been a while. I kind of got in my other podcast mode, pumped out a bunch of podcasts, and then I just got in this spot where, what do I do? And so I'm flipping around on YouTube, and these dudes, Limp Bizkit, they've gone back to on the road, they're recording stuff, and I couldn't believe it. A concert in Venezuela comes up, and Durst looks like me, but his beard's completely white. And I thought, why not Limp Bizkit? They had a good run there for a while, so we're going to do their greatest hits. 10 songs, one single recording. I'm just going to play everything, stop and talk, but let it just roll out because I got it. It's 39 minutes. I thought we'd do a little intro. Limp Bizkit is an American new metal band from Jacksonville, Florida. Its lineup consists of lead vocalist Fred Durst, drummer John Otto, guitarist Wes Borland, turntablist DJ Lethal, and bassist Sam Rivers. The band's music is marked by Durst's angry vocal delivery and Borland's sonic experimentation. Borland's elaborate visual appearance, which include face and body paint, mask, and uniforms, also played a large role in their live shows. The band also been nominated for Grammys, sold 40 million records worldwide, and won several other awards. Formed in 94, Bizkit became popular in Jacksonville underground music scene in the 90s and then signed up with Flip Records, who released the band's debut album, $3 Bill, Y'all. The band achieved mainstream success with the second album and third, Significant Other and Chocolate Starfish in the Hot Dogger Flavor Water. Man, that's just the dumbest name ever. Although this success was marred by a series of controversies surrounding its performance at Woodstock and Big Day Out Festival. Borland left the group in 2001, but Durst, Rivers, Otto, and Lethal continued to record and tour. Guitarist Mike Smith, following the release of his album Results May Vary in 2003, Borland rejoined the band and recorded The Unquestionable Truth Part 1 2005 with Durst, Rivers, Lethal, and drummer Sammer Sagal, both entering a hiatus. In 2009, the band reunited with Borland playing guitar and began touring, culminating with the recording of the album Gold Cobra, after which it left Interscope and later signed with Cash Money Records. DJ Lethal quit the band soon afterwards, returning in 2018. After years of teasing the album, tentatively released Stampede of the Disco Elephant, the band released its sixth album, Still Sucks, on October 31st, 2021. They had 26 singles that they released altogether. Nookie, Rearrange, Break Stuff, Take a Look Around, Rollin', My Generation, My Way, Eat You Alive, Behind Blue Eyes, all were their major hits. The lineup for this is Break Stuff, My Way, Rollin', Rearrange, Behind Blue Eyes, My Generation, Gold Cobra, Nookie, Eat You Alive, Boiler, Break Stuff, and My Way. As is our custom, I'm going to stop, I'm going to make sure it's working, and I'm going to push play. All right. Time to go with Break Stuff.
It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify. If someone's head off, no human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said, fool. Or you'll be leaving with a fat lip. It's all about the he said, she said, fool. I think you better quit talking that. It's just one of those days, feeling like a freight train. First one to complain, leaves with the bloodstain. Damn right, I'm a maniac. You better watch your back, cause I'm f***ing up your program. And if you're stuck up, you're just locked up. Next in line to get f***ed up. Your best bet is to stay away, mother. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said, fools. I think you better quit, man, slip, or you can leave it with a fat lip. It's all about the he said, she said, fools. I think you better quit talking that punk. So come and get it.
I feel like shit. My suggestion is to keep your distance, cause right now I'm dangerous. We've all felt like shit and been treated like all those motherfuckers.
get it. It's all about the he says, she says, fools. I think you better quit, let slip, or you can leave it with a fat lip. It's all about the he says, she says, fools. I think you better quit talking that talk. So come again.
That song, I played it every day when I used to drive for a living. I would push play on that song. Next song, My Way.
So what do you want to do, man? Maybe, they've got a lot of really funny stuff in wardrobe. I mean,
well,
I don't know if...
it's for My Way. We got to shoot the video today.
Right.
I have no idea what it's going to be about. So, and if you say they got some stuff in wardrobe, maybe we go down there.
Have you guys... I don't...
let's just go see what they got. Maybe we'll think of something.
You're special, you do. I can see it in your eyes. I can see it when you laugh at me. Look down on me and walk around on me. Just one more fight about your leadership. Then I will straight up.
Check out. Where's the valet?
Hey! Hey, yo! Yo, Red Cap! What up? Do me a favor. Watch it for me.
Don't scratch it.
All right, partner. Keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is.
I still love that song, man. I still have it on my playlist. I always play that driving. It's so awesome. Rearranged.
Just think about it. Just think about it.
Lately I've been skeptical, silent when I would use to speak, distant from all around me, to witness me fail and become weak. Life is overwhelming, heavy is the head that wears the crown. I'd love to be the one to disappoint you when I don't fall down. But you don't understand when I'm attempting to explain, because you know it all and I guess things will never change.
Okay, my setup was bad and it didn't compete. So this is Behind Blue Eyes, a Who song.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, be the sad man behind blue eyes. And no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be.
conscience that's never free. No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do. And I blame you. No one bites back his heart on their anger.
All right, this one's a remake. We're going to go to Gold Cobra. I've never even heard this song, so I don't know why it made the list.
We just took time out of our busy schedules and busted asses all over this city to take you on an adventure that maybe is the best thing you've ever seen in your entire life. Do you have anything really to add to my short pre-video monologue, MJ?
Fangs of the Gold Cobra. Energize.
I don't know what the hell this is.
Stupid shit, man, I hate it. Bitches lying, bitches crying, suicidal, getting lined. Getting mind bouncing, freaks losing sleep, counting sheep. Absolute cash and loot, man in black, packing heat. Born and blazing, rotten, raising fingers up. Time to wave them, show these players playing that they better get their ass to praying. They won't be nothing but dice after the cutting. I'm gutting them like a fish, they gonna wish they never push my button. The door's shutting and a knock will do you no good. You're getting nothing while I rock here in Hollywood. I'll tell you something else, you can take it to the bank. What none of y'all people think? Holding the gold, it's some gold, it's some gold in y'all. Golden Cobra. Holding the gold, it's some gold, it's some gold in y'all. Golden Cobra. Holding the gold, it's some gold, it's some gold in y'all. Golden Cobra. Holding the gold, it's some gold, it's some gold in y'all. Golden Cobra.
Play it out. Oh.
Free as hell, doing time. I'm insane, can't complain. Flush you turds down the drain, down the hatch. Throwing crap, throwing matches on the gas. Check the match, check the wheels, check the ride, pay the bills. Burning miles, want a smile if you're feeling versatile. Versus wild,
all right,
bitches,
this one
trucks,
is
bitches,
you alive.
You're gonna love
that
this.
That song fucking sucks.
Go ahead, Mike.
What the hell was that shit?
Close to the scent that you left behind, I'd be fine. No doubt that you bring out the animal inside. I eat you alive. I eat you alive. I eat you alive. I eat you alive.
Wow. I don't know any of these songs, and I don't think they're actually popular. We're going to say Nikki for the end, because it's my favorite song.
Oh,
Looks like I'ma do everything myself. Maybe I could use some help. But hell, you want something done right? You gotta do it yourself. Maybe life is up and down, but my life's been what till now? I crawled up your butt somehow, and that's when things got turned around. I used to be alive, and now I feel pathetic, and now I get it. What's done is done, you just leave it alone, and don't regret it. Sometimes, some things turn into dumb things, and that's when you put your foot down. Your foot down. Why have to go and meet somebody like you?
Oh, I know this song.
Have to go and hurt somebody like me.
I've heard this. This is good.
And if you do somebody like that. Looks like I'ma do everything myself. Maybe I could use some help. But hell, if you want something done right, you just do it yourself. Got it? Maybe life is up and down, but my life's been what till now? Got it? I crawled up your butt somehow. Got it? And that's when I got turned around. Got it? I used to be alive, so pathetic, but now I get it. What's done is done, I know you just leave it alone. You don't regret it, but sometimes some things turn into dumb things, and that's when you put your foot down. Put your foot down. Why have to go and meet somebody like you? Like you. Why have to go and hurt somebody like me? Like me. How could you do somebody like that? But you know that I'm never coming back.
That one's not bad. I didn't know the name of it. But...
Slim Biscuit fucking up your town. Yeah. We downloaded the shockwave for all the ladies.
All right, I'm having one of those great days when everything goes to shit. The microphone shuts off, wrong files. Just one of those days. So, at the end of my generation, I cut it off early because we know the song. I mean, it's a good song, but I want to talk about Nookie. Nookie was the first Limp Bizkit song I ever got into. Nookie got me in a lot of trouble because, A, I had a dog named Nookie. So when I play it, that dog would look like I was yelling at it because I'd be singing the lyrics. B, my wife hated the song and didn't want our kids around it. He didn't care about the daughter, but my son. So when I drove a 1967 Chevy Stepside C10, cherry red, Meg, Krager, Meg's, four barrel carburetor. It was so beautiful. I love my truck. I drove it for 11 years. And she sold it. She sold it. It was so, the wheel cylinders were a pain in the ass. You always had to work on that car. You know, you just couldn't let it just sit there. It's a classic, right? I should have just put in the money and got disc brakes and I would have got over it. But I didn't. So when I was riding with that, I just listened to what the fuck I want. So me and my son were fishing a lot and we hung out a lot and Nookie was played a lot. So we're in a family going out to dinner. Dad turns on the radio and Nookie comes and my son sings the word for word. And need to say, I was in a lot of trouble. Mom was not happy. The wife was pissed the fuck off. But he's 34. I'm 50 something. I was going to say 50 something. I'm getting old. We fish, go out, hang out. Took him to the doctor's the other day. We always play this song. It's our song. Because it's true. You just do it for the Nookie. Now I don't get Nookie, so I don't know why I'm doing it. Ah!
Yeah.
Biscuit Greatest Hits. Man, I forgot how much I liked them. Thanks to a YouTube algorithm. That's this episode's of Old Dude Music Review. Share it with your family and friends. Go to Flavor Politic with a K to get the audio. Rumble 553-2123, 553-2123. Other podcast is 482-467. Until the next episode, disconnect from all your devices. Don't give the yes. We'll look at sometime next week. I'm not going to give a calendar because I put it out dates and I didn't even freaking follow them. So hopefully tomorrow we're doing a Flyover Politic with the K. So maybe 27th, 28th, do episode, I think this is 30. So I think it's 31. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping it's 30. So I say it and it's right. As always, thank you for listening and you take care.